The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. For as I passed by and veiled your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God, him therefore ye ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of all the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they may feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he should judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is alive. Amen. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall conquer death. He lives my mansion to prepare. He lives to bring me safely there. Amen. Let's look to him in prayer. Our Father, we are grateful today for thy kindness. You brought us together again on this thy day, as every day is thy day. But on this special day that we have known to be set apart to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, we have not come to see who's here or who's not here, or who's wearing what or who's not wearing what. We've come to honor and glorify Jesus Christ, for we ascribe to him all riches and all power and all strength, all glory. He alone is worthy. Now we pray that you would bless every person in this congregation today. No doubt there are those with heavy hearts, burdened, troubled, with difficulties, with sorrow, with grief, with pain, some even hopeless and helpless. May they find what they need in Christ today. For our dear widows and widowers and others who have recently buried their loved ones, we await that great getting up morning. May we never lose sight of the blessed hope. Now I pray that you would bless the music, every note to glorify Christ. I pray for our dear brother Morris Glaston. We pray that you would help him today. Anoint him, fill him, control him, strengthen him. Give him the message that will honor Christ, bring men to Christ, and help us all. In Jesus' name I pray, and with thanksgiving, amen.